Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Anderson County 4-H Program Manager, Jeanette Steinbaum. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
And I know you're... Everyone is staying safe
in this cold, icy, and snowy weather.
Yes, I know. It's been tricking us. It's been here and then there and then not there, and then it's cold again.
Right.
Well, I know you're talking about Anderson County Leadership Night. I will let you get right into it.
Okay. Well, today I actually want to talk about three recent events that have taken place in the Anderson County 4-H program. The first program took place last Thursday, January 9th. I hosted our first Anderson County Cloverbud meeting. The Cloverbud program is for 5- and 6-year-old youth. Youth cannot join 4-H until they are 7 years old by January 1st of the current 4-H year. So this program allows younger children who are interested in 4-H to learn about 4-H and prepare for joining a club when they turn 7. They also develop their social skills, decision-making skills, and physical skills in fun and positive ways. I have 5 youth currently enrolled in the Cloverbud program here in Anderson County. At our first meeting, we learned how a 4-H meeting is run by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and the 4-H Pledge. Answering roll call was something the Cloverbud did in the snow, and playing an icebreaker game that required them to mingle and get to know each other's names. We also painted our own cookie, played a balloon game called Keepy Uppy for recreation, and ate our cookie for refreshments. We adjourned the meeting with the 4-H motto, which is to make the best better. They are also memorizing the first line of the 4-H pledge and making a puzzle about themselves by our next meeting. That meeting will be January 30th. The youth and myself had a very fun time learning about a 4-H meeting, playing, and decorating our own cookie to eat. If there are any Anderson County 5- or 6-year-olds out there that would like to join, please contact me here at the Extension office in Garnett to find out how to enroll. The second event occurred on Sunday, January 12th. 5 of my 4-H council members and my fellow agent, Ryan Schaub, met me at Fusion Alley in Ottawa for an hour of bowling. They were able to bowl 2 games. A good time was had by all. I will be planning other events in the future to allow the 4-H council members to get together in other settings than the bi-monthly business meetings that we have. The third event was a Leadership 101 event held on Monday, January 13th at the Community Building in Garnett by the Frontier District 4-H program managers, Joe Hetrick Anstett from Osage County, Josie Medlin from Franklin County, and myself. 15 youth and adults came together to do some fun activities that can help them become better leaders. After eating some pizza and visiting with each other, our participants were divided into groups to build the tallest tower they could with only materials that we provided. After planning and building, we then tested them using a hairdryer to see if they could withstand a Kansas tornado. This activity focused on teamwork. It was very interesting to see the groups work together to make a plan, build their tower, and make adjustments to their plan as they work together. We then shifted to an activity to practice the character traits of fairness, respect, and responsibility. This activity required them to make a trail mix. However, in their groups of 3, one person had lost their sense of sight with a blindfold on, one person had lost their sense of hearing with earplugs in, and one person had lost their voice. They had to communicate with each other to follow a recipe and make their trail mix. The groups did a great job of working around the loss of senses and working together to complete the task. They were rewarded in the end by getting to eat the trail mix they had made. We also sent a packet home with the club leaders that puts emphasis on the character traits of caring, trustworthiness, and citizenship. This packet has the members practice writing thank you notes to someone that has helped them with their projects or someone who has helped their club. The packet contains directions, blank thank you postcards, and tips for writing a good thank you note. The club leaders were asked to use this packet as an activity at an upcoming club meeting. We received some very positive feedback after our program was over. This program was presented in Osage County before Christmas, and we will do it again in Franklin County on January 27th. If any youth or adult from any of our district counties wants to attend the Franklin County event, please contact the Franklin County Extension Office before January 20th. Our January has been very busy already here in Anderson County. 4-H members will now begin preparing talks and presentations for District Club Days that will be held February 22nd at Central Heights High School. Anderson County and Osage County 4-H members are also selling blue and gold meats as a fundraiser for their clubs. They are selling a 2.5-pound roll of sausage for $9 each, 3 pounds of sliced bacon for $19 each, and a 5-pound bag of breaded chicken tenders for $26. If you are interested in purchasing any of these items, please talk to an Anderson County or Osage County 4-H member or contact the Anderson County or Osage County Extension Office. Orders are due by March 3rd, and items will be delivered the week of March 17th. Anderson County 4-H wishes everyone a great new year.
Well, it sounds like a good time down there in the Anderson County office.
Yes, we are keeping very busy.
Yes, indeed. You got a lot going down there for sure. Well, we'll wrap it up coming up tomorrow at 6:40. Front or Meredith Gene Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.